So the professional left, hand in hand with the policy think tanks of power, at least as represented by the Yale Globalization Center, is now speaking in one voice that the ideology known as capitalism can no longer credibly contain the rhetoric of progress, which is the most critical con power has going for it at this point. As the barbarian hordes has failed them miserably, capitalism as ideology can no longer fit with the progress myth, which is essential, because what else have they got to con us with if divide and conquer doesn't work? And that's always something we have to add, if we don't allow divide and conquer to work. And if divide and conquer don't work, you know, we don't have to worry about no more cons. We'll just be working together, moving forward to what we want. So if capitalism doesn't work, we're asking that same question. What ideology replaces it? Something new must be invented. And all the pundits, left, right, and center, I'm sure, are busy working on it. First, they tried to rehabilitate capitalism by distinguishing it from its crony bad side. Then they went straight to free market, tried and true. Now they're taking democratic economics out for a ride just to see if we'll buy. But it's a flawed con if all nations want it. So I suspect what they'll float next is just to say, who needs nation states anyway? Aren't we all one? Let's all share in common. Since the earth's in trouble and the oceans may die soon, let's call the resources of the planet communal. And they'll quietly laugh into the lexicon kept private, along with the ledgers in which entries are shifted carefully from one line to another. And in that kept private lexicon, they'll quietly switch to stewards of the communal from philosopher statesmen. And I say this because we have to stop focusing on the words they use. It's not they've stolen the language. This has been my point over and over and over. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. Because they have survived over the centuries by taking the words we've tried to hang on to, like democracy or justice or freedom or liberty or, you know, and refilled them, taking out the what we loved about them and put in there, you know, the ball and chain. So don't look at what they say and what they call themselves. When they say we're about protecting the earth, we need to say, no, that's our job. When they say we are going to represent for the communal, no, we have to create a world based on communal principles. We do this. We cannot expect a future that works for us if it's delivered to us by our so-called masters. Capitalism, you will recall, according to the ideology, was necessary to quote unquote, develop the productive forces so that we could all have better lives, is the way that story went. That this better life quality tended to drift upwards and exponentially so over time can now no longer be denied, nor that the alleged superiority of mind or the supposed scientific rationality of it all is a lie. As we watch the oceans die and the lakes and rivers cough up death, and the poisoned soils cause cancer and make frogs lose their gender, and all the toxic contaminating is killing the bees. And as we have trouble breathing, and all the electromagnetic and chemical hormone mimicking is destroying any illusion of health as a possibility, and the survival stress wears us down to a bleak acquiescence, the pundits can no longer say, at least with a straight face, how improved are our lives thanks to the superior rationality of mind.